Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Now, it's been 6 months since a devastating earthquake ripped through southeastern Turkey and northern Syria, killing more than 46,000 people. Thousands of aftershocks later, the wider repercussions of the disaster are still being felt. And to tell me more about this now, I'm joined by the head of the mission of the Jesuit Refugee Service in Syria, Father Tony O'Riordan. Father Tony, good evening to you. Thank you for joining us on Drive Time this evening. I think the last time we spoke was in Limerick. I know you traded Limerick for Aleppo. So will you tell me, that was a big change as it was, the last 6 months dealing with this deadly earthquake, what has the situation been like where you are?
The situation, it's gone from the depths of winter to the height of summer with a heat wave of 43 degrees it was today. Nature is harsh here. In the midst of all that, while we've been delivering aid, which has been great, we've been able to target aid at about 100,000 people that were affected by the earthquake, with food and hygiene products, and also with a lot of emotional and psychological supports. So that's been a really good intervention on our part. The challenging thing is we've been doing that on a sort of a treadmill of a worsening situation economically. At the beginning of February, the Syrian pound was trading against the dollar at 6,500. Now it's trading at over 13,000. That's about half the value. And a mother I was talking to just last week in our clinic, who was with a child that had a chest infection, was telling me that if she had to pay for the antibiotics for her child, it would have cost her half her monthly income, half her monthly income. So people are earning about the equivalent of €8 a month now with the weakening of the local currency. So the situation has got much, much dire. More people hungry, more people unable to afford medicine, more people desperate.
The earthquake in February was the deadliest natural disaster in the world since 2010. But I suppose with war going on in other places, we might, dare I say, forget about that. Or maybe it doesn't get the attention, perhaps, of these this dreadful atrocity, the deaths of more than 46,000 people, so many more displaced and trying to rebuild their lives. Has that been possible for many, or have you seen that happen?
We haven't. Of course, like in Syria, it's the largest humanitarian crisis in the world in terms of displaced, with over 6 million people internally displaced. You know, it's the largest number of internally displaced people in of all the crises in the world at the moment. But we've been, there are some really nice stories. There's like our youngest person we have served is baby Zane, who on the morning of the earthquake was actually, his mother was 8 months pregnant with him. Unfortunately, his father was one of the casualties, and she and his two brothers were homeless, and we came across them in an abandoned house with some other families, and mom was not doing well. But fortunately, we were able to intervene, support her, get medical care for herself and for the baby, who was delivered just over a kilo, and he was quite weak and sickly, but he... he's thriving. He's just coming up on 5 months now, and he's doing well. We've been able to support mum to be rehoused. So that little family is trying to put the pieces together. I wouldn't describe it as a success story, but at least that family feel they've been supported, that they have at least some chance of trying to rebuild their lives. So there are stories like this you know, they give people like myself a little bit of hope.
And you need that to keep going. It's good to hear some positives. I've been reading here that Syrian soldiers were killed in an Israeli missile strike in the vicinity of Damascus on Monday. Political unrest remains. There are attacks on the airport that hamper the delivery of aid. I mentioned the war in other parts of the world, the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Is Syria and the area where you are getting the attention it needs to help those people now, Father Tony?
No, it's not. And I mean, I think even the fact that recently at the Security Council in the UN, the humanitarian coordinator for Syria was highlighting that the World Food Programme was having to slash its budget by 40% in the context of an explosion of people facing hunger because of war and poverty. So Syria does not get the coverage at all, and the amnesia that was temporarily halted in February, I think, is in danger of returning. And of course, the country is a political and mess, and it's still very much at war. You know, the players of the West have their fingers in different places, and I think there's very little attention and there's very little pressure to come to a durable solution to the situation here, which includes a ceasefire and a political settlement.
The work continues for yourself and many others involved in the aid efforts there, Father Tony. You're hoping people will hear those pleas and I suppose give Syria the attention needed here.
Absolutely. And we, for the next 9 months, we are hoping to adopt about 1,000 families that were really badly affected by the earthquake and support them with about 9 months of food and practical assistance, and try and help them get rehoused and particularly deal with the loss and the grief. So for as little as less than €1 a day, we're hoping to be able to support those families. And we've been immensely grateful to the Irish public for their contribution. So if anyone has the possibility to support us in part or in full with any of this campaign, we'll be only too delighted to work with people.
Father Tony, thank you very much for talking to us for now on Drive Time, and stay safe there, and continued success to you and everyone else involved in those very important efforts. Father Tony O'Riordan, head of the mission of the Jesuit Refugee Service in Syria.